This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The whole country is run by Big Pharma. The lawmakers are prostitutes for the drug companies. The media is funded by the drug companies.
The Health Ranger Report.
The whole system exists to do nothing other than push more drugs to more people and keep people sick so that they have repeat business. That's it.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Here's a very useful observation. Humanity is very good at making it through the growth phases of population expansion, resource extraction, you know, basically conquest. You know, the human race is good at conquest. But what the human race is really crappy at is sustainability. How do you keep a system going for 100 years or 500 years or 1,000 years? How do you do that? How do you maintain the population? How do you maintain the topsoil? You know, how do you maintain the ecosystem that keeps us all alive? How do you maintain the population of fish in the ocean? And those populations, by the way, are collapsing. How do you maintain things? Humanity sucks at that. Humanity is good at conquest and exploitation and basically rape and pillage of the earth. But humanity is horrible at thinking about long-term implications, sustainability, and so on. And as a result, humanity was doing great as long as there were new lands to conquer, as long as there was new pristine soil to grow food on, as long as there were new mines to find rare earth minerals or new discoveries of fossil fuels, or fossil water for that matter. But now, guess what? We have basically exploited the entire planet. We've already cut down most of the old growth forests in areas that are easy to cut down anyway. We've already exploded the population to over 7 billion people. We've already got the easy oil out of the ground, and the easy water, i.e. the easy food production, has already been done. We've already exploited the planet, raped and pillaged the ecosystem to the point of unsustainability. And now humanity faces its most difficult crisis in the history of human civilization, which is, how do you not collapse? You see, because that's what we're headed for, collapse. The systems that we've built, that the systems upon which we rely for our lifestyles, the consumption, the throw things away lifestyle, the landfill, the energy footprint, the long distance trucking of food from South America to North America, the medications and the pharmaceutical industry, the chemicals that we're putting into the environment. All of these things are unsustainable models. All of these things will collapse. But the biggest one, of course, is the global debt system that makes all of this possible. The financial superstorm that's coming will be one that devastates humanity and will probably lead to some kind of crash in human population. So a lot of people make the mistake of thinking that, well, humanity has invented all these things and has accomplished all these things and has conquered all of this throughout human history, that we are great. Humanity's awesome. We can figure things out. We can innovate. We can solve problems. We can overcome. But that was only true during the growth and exploitation phase, when there were all these new resources out there for us to exploit. In the phase we're in now, which is, how do we not collapse? Innovation can't solve the problem. Innovation alone can't solve it, because we have lifestyles that use so much oil and energy and consumables, and we have such production of pollution and even human contaminated sewage that's being spread on the farmlands, by the way, that's called biosludge. We have these systems in place that can't be solved by magic technology. In other words, a lot of people turn to technology and say that tech can solve all these problems. We'll figure something out. Somebody will invent something. Maybe Elon Musk will one day figure how to invent things without billions in government subsidies. I don't know. I kind of doubt it. But these people have this irrational faith in technology to solve problems and faith in people like Elon Musk. And they don't realize that you can make vehicles more fuel efficient, but you still have this massive energy consumption footprint. You still have people poisoning their bodies and the planet with pharmaceuticals. You still have pesticides and herbicides and GMOs poisoning the crops and the food supply of the world. You still have skyrocketing cases of cancer, including a worsening trend of liver cancer that's just devastating our planet. Why do we have these things? Can technology solve those things? The answer is no. No, you have to stop poisoning the planet. You have to stop polluting the planet. You have to stop polluting your bodies with these toxic chemicals, the phthalates that are in all the consumer products, you know, the plasticizer chemicals, not just bisphenol A, but also hormone disruptors, chemical castrators like atrazine pesticide. You've got glyphosate herbicide. You've got dicamba herbicide. These things are devastating the planet, destroying the web of life upon which we rely. And there's not even an effort in science to solve these problems. Science is pushing more pesticides and more herbicides and more GMOs. The scientific status quo is not at all talking about how to have less poison in the environment. The cancer industry is not talking about how do you prevent cancer? How do you avoid the toxic chemicals that cause cancer? No, the cancer industry is only interested in how do they make the most money off of cancer? How do they make sure that there's another generation of people with cancer? How do they make sure that cancer keeps coming back after the treatment? That's why chemotherapy, by the way, causes cancer. Chemotherapy causes cancer. Radiation therapy for cancer causes cancer. Almost everything the cancer industry does to treat you causes more cancer, i.e. repeat business, because it's all about the short-term exploitation of profit while humanity crashes and burns. You see, we as a species are not qualified, except in rare exceptions, we are not qualified to survive this phase of sustainability. We don't have the wiring in our brains to think that way. We don't have the long-term thinking, most of us don't, to understand the repercussions, the long-term implications of present-day actions, the transgenerational effects of toxic chemical poisoning of the food supply, the loss of topsoil, the loss of fossil water, the end of cheap, easy oil, and so on and so forth. Humans are not designed to think in these terms. And that's why humanity as we know it today, I will sometimes have called it a suicide cult, but humanity will fail as we know it today. And the population, I don't know when, but a few decades ahead, the population of our planet will more likely be 1 billion people than 20 billion people. You know, everybody thinks that because it's 7 billion people now, it's just going to continue on a straight line. It's going to go to 10 and 12, 15, and then 20 billion people. No, I think it's more likely to crash and burn and go down to more like 1 billion people. And then we're going to have to start over and figure out how to structure society in a way that's not a form of chemical suicide. That's my take on it. You can hear more at naturalnews.com or check out all of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here, attempting to do my best to, maybe help humanity build a more sustainable society after the crash and burn of this one. Yeah, that's part of my goal. But I just want to warn you about this civilization as well, because it's not going to continue on the way that that most people think it will. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.